Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
1380 WPHM, good morning, and Caleb filling in for Paul today and for the rest of the week as well. He'll be back after the new year. Well, Christmas is now in the rearview mirror, and soon 2020 will be in the rearview mirror, and a lot of people are saying, thank God. Lots of news happening, and to kind of break down what 2020 was like, at least on a statewide political scene, is Detroit News reporter Craig Mauger. Craig, good morning.
Good morning to you, Caleb. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, what a strange year and what an insanely busy year it must have been to be covering state politics at the state capitol.
Yeah, and this is a year unlike any other in my career. It will definitely be one that, you know, this is an understatement, but I will not forget, and I don't think anyone that's alive right now will forget for quite some time.
Obviously, the big story of the year, the biggest headline, has to be COVID-19. But within COVID-19, there's so many different subcategories that that we can talk about too. Obviously, you're the political reporter, so Craig, why don't we start with the political outfall from the coronavirus pandemic?
Well, I mean, the COVID-19 impacted everyone's lives directly this year, and it was looming over politics for the entire year. It played a large role in the presidential race that, as the candidates campaigned in our state, it was a factor that impacted a lot of voters' decisions, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on. We saw these fissures in the state legislature between the Republicans who lead the state House and Senate and our Democratic governor, Governor Whitmer. And it's, you know, had this really decisive and also divisive effect on people's thoughts about how our state is doing. There are many out there that think Governor Whitmer is letting down businesses because of restrictions she's put in place to battle the virus, and there are many out there that think she's doing a great job in putting these restrictions in place. I mean, this is really one of the hottest topics of debate that I've seen. Really, people are get really fired up on both sides of that fight, and it's been fascinating to watch.
Another thing that's been fascinating to watch in the first couple of years now of Governor Whitmer's administration is the ongoing debate over how to fund road repairs in Michigan. Of course, she campaigned on fixing the damn roads, but the coronavirus pandemic has probably thrown a monkey wrench into that whole argument. Craig, where do we stand on the roads in Michigan now?
You know, it's a good question, and it seems like so long ago, but in January of this year, you know, the governor came out with this plan to issue bonds to try to create a few billion dollars over 4 years to invest in infrastructure improvements. And the states started to pursue that and started to implement that. And that was her plan for some immediate repairs. And that plan, you know, would have been a major story in a normal year. And it was a big story in the beginning, but it's kind of fallen by the wayside with everything else that has happened this year. And we'll see. We'll see what happens next. I mean, even with that bonding plan, the governor and her supporters acknowledged that it wasn't a long-term fix for roads and there was more that needed to be done. And we'll see if the focus returns to road funding next year. There are many that would like to see that happen. But, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic is not over. It's going to take multiple months, many months perhaps, until this vaccine is widely distributed. So we'll see how quickly or if the focus returns to roads and if the governor can get some new momentum on that, or if she can start touting the work that's been done through these bonds that were issued. That's going to be an interesting, really interesting and potentially pivotal subject to watch next year.
We're speaking with Craig Mauger from the Detroit News, and intertwined with the whole coronavirus topic this year was, of course, the 2020 presidential election. Craig, what were some of your biggest takeaways from this year's campaign and this year's results?
I would say personally that I have two takeaways. One, you know, you can't ignore the results that Joe Biden, won Michigan and won nationally, and that people wanted a change. A majority of voters wanted there to be a change. Many of the voters, according to the polling, weren't happy with how the president handled the response to the pandemic. And there were shifting political dynamics in terms of, we saw female voters really come out and support the Democrat here. And we saw areas of the state that were once reliably Republican, you know, shift more Democratic. And we saw some areas of the state that were once Democratic leaning shift toward the Republicans. I mean, I would say that would be one. We saw Biden win. We saw some major shifting political dynamics. And number two, what we've seen play out since the election and this push by the president's supporters to try to undermine the results. This is something that will have repercussions going forward on elections. And this fight that has played out has really put the question of how elections are run in our state and run in counties and run in municipalities in the spotlight. And it's been both fascinating and interesting to watch people learn more about how elections work. And it's also, from my perspective of someone that, you know, pursues the truth and tries to inform people with honest information, it's been troubling to see some of the misinformation that's been out there.
Talking about elections, and Craig Mauger is breaking down some of the biggest stories of the year when it comes to statewide politics here in Michigan. The results of this election, though, maybe weren't so good for the Republicans at the presidential level, but down ballot Republicans fared quite well, especially here in Michigan, holding on to some of the congressional seats. Will retain control of both the House and the Senate moving forward in the new year. Is that correct?
Yeah, they retain control of the state House, which, you know, Democrats are making a heavy push to win control of the House. So next term we'll still have a Republican speaker. And you mentioned the congressional races. I mean, there were some U.S. House seats the Democrats were hoping to flip. Specifically, I think of the seat in the Grand Rapids area where Justin Amash was departing from Congress, and there was a race to fill that seat, and Peter Meyer kept the seat for the GOP. And that points back to the changing political dynamics of our state, where there are areas that are breaking heavily Democratic, and there are other areas that are breaking heavily Republican. This isn't there's not a singular trend across the state that you can point to in 2020 that defines what's happening with Michigan politics. It's really a story that is going to be told differently depending on what region of the state you're in and what county of the state you're in.
Well, it sounds like buckle up, because the next couple of years we're going to still have some divided government here in Michigan. So
yes.
this isn't over. Craig Mauger, reporter with the Detroit News. Another big story of 2020 was this kidnapping plot of the governor, where she was supposedly going to be kidnapped, tried, and executed for alleged, you know, crimes against the Constitution. And the state lawmakers at the state Capitol building were also targeted in some sort of plot to blow up that building. That was an incredible story. We had a plot that resulted in, you know, a dozen or so people being arrested, Craig. Where does that one stand in your biggest topics of 2020?
I mean, it's definitely one of the biggest stories of the year. In a normal year, when you don't have a worldwide pandemic, that would probably be the top story. But it's also fascinating because that story, this alleged kidnapping plot that these men were crafting and apparently allegedly taking some steps to try to plan for and their plot to storm the state capitol. That plot is drenched in the other stories of the year. There are political undertones to that plot, and there are, you know, connections to the COVID-19 restrictions in that plot. A lot of these people had allegedly voiced frustration about some of the policies the governor had put in place to combat the virus. And, you know, this is still playing out. These six of these individuals are being indicted today. And this is something that's not going away. And it's one of those stories when it broke in early October that just really, you know, was stunning. I mean, it was just a stunning story.
And I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but just protests and especially armed protests at the Capitol were just a big theme this year as well.
Yeah, and I mean, there have been so many, you know, very well attended. We're talking hundreds upon hundreds of people showing up for these protests that have been primarily against the stay-at-home order that was in place in the spring. There have been other protests about, you know, carrying guns in the Capitol. This is a major topic of conversation this year. And it all points back to, again, how divided we are as a country. There are people that look at what has been done to fight this virus and love it and are very happy with it and believe that this is in the best interest of public health and understand that this is what public health experts are suggesting should be done. And then there are other people that look at this and think, you know, that there's a constitutional violation happening here and small businesses are being shuttered and destroyed and people need to stand up against these things. And it just points to how divided we are and how there are schools of thought going on right now that just clash and we'll have more elections coming up and those campaigns will start playing out next year and how do these clashing belief systems impact those races is an important question.
Craig Mauger, reporter with the Detroit News. Let's end this recap of 2020 on a positive note. What would be your one good news story out of this year? Do you have one that comes to mind?
Oh, I mean, I think for me, some things that I will never forget from this year are, you know, talking to those who work in the healthcare industry, people who work at hospitals across the state, people who work in local health departments across the state, who have spoken out, I think, so intelligently and so lovingly about their efforts to try to help their friends and neighbors and people that live in their communities. The work a lot of these individuals have done to try to inform people and to take care of people has just been really inspiring to watch. I mean, I'm thinking of one doctor in Detroit who I've spoken to many times this year, who has just been so giving with her time to try to inform people. I mean, I will never forget the time that some of these individuals have given reporters and have given the people in their communities to try to inform them. So I would end there maybe as something that's been a big positive.
Our hometown heroes, we certainly have a lot of them to thank, and you're absolutely right, Craig. There was some silver linings to this year, but I think a lot of people are glad to be finally turning over that calendar page here at the end of the week and throwing it out and starting fresh in 2021. We'll be reading, of course, about everything happening at the state capitol on the Detroit News website and in the Detroit newspaper, and we'll be checking in with you again in 2021, I'm sure, Craig. Thanks for your time today.
Appreciate it, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Same to you, and this is Caleb filling in for Paul on 1380 WPHM.